Exciting episode.
This is the Halloween edition.
Oh, is that what Chris, that was? That's Gary. This is Allison. And we talk about jazz.
Time out. I'm not sure if this is moving from like creepy to like old lady smoking like packs of cigarettes or like seductive. Like, where on the spectrum is this falling? There's a lot.
I'm trying to do my I've got the raspy voice. I was thinking I could do like the jazz singer thing.
I think it's all
happening. Nope. My list. No. I'm sorry.
Failed? Oh.
I mean, maybe if you held like a saxophone or something.
I can do that. I have a saxophone right here.
Sure, I can do this.
Ooh, so funny.
I have to practice my raspy voices because running D&D, like I have to have a whole new spectrum of voices if I don't have my actual voice.
That's true. A whole range of characters.
So before you showed up, we were having a discussion. What is your wallpaper?
My wallpaper?
On your computer. It's the
on my computer. Oh,
programs.
It's the default. Mojave Desert thing with the daytime changey thing where like background changes for the time of day.
So it is not in fact exotic.
Not particularly.
Okay.
Mystery solved. Although I would like a walkthrough of all the wallpaper in your house. Just a side note.
Can we do that?
We only have one room that has wallpaper in the house, and that's the bathroom. And it's this really, really wacky pink 70s like cutesy wallpaper that we simultaneously kind of hate it and also kind of like ironically like it. Because it's just so old and bad.
Yeah, and you don't hate it enough to really go through the rigmarole of
There's pink tile in that room too, so if we were going to change it, we would like want to rip everything out.
Yeah it's a larger project than just it's too much pink.
Yeah.
I obviously have a space wallpaper.
Obviously.
I could have bet money on that.
Yeah, it is currently, I have a great wallpaper story. But before that, I have the flight deck of the Shuttle Atlantis as it's like just coming up to sunrise. So all the instruments are still lit. Here's my nerdy wallpaper story. I was doing a training thing. We called them lunch and learns at a previous agency I worked at. And I don't know what it was on. It didn't really matter. But I accidentally closed PHP Storm to reveal, like, my wallpaper at that point was a helicopter shot of when there were two space shuttles, like, on launch pads at the same time, which only happened, I think just that once, maybe twice. I'm pretty sure it was once. And someone made a comment like, wow, what a nerd. Damn it. And then I felt embarrassed. Like, before that, I'm like, look at my cool wallpaper. It's two space shuttles.
You know? Also, like, let's keep the environment, like, of all the spaces to be called a nerd. Like, let's stay real here.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What would be cool is if you had that wallpaper, but it was, like, zoomed in to the point that if you have dual monitors that you can have one on each monitor, one shuttle on each monitor.
Well, now I can because I have two monitors and I could have different shuttles. Wow, now you're going to you wasted my afternoon now. Now I'm going to need to figure out how I can put like a different view. Wouldn't it be neat if I could get like the two pictures from different angles? Mm. The same thing?
Now you're going to like email the photographer and be like, look, I know you took this amazing photo, but here's what I need you to do. I need all the angles.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
So.
Oh, today's topic. Today's topic is coruscation or coruscating, depending on what.
I was going to say, obviously has something to do with coruscant.
Yeah.
Obviously, something. Coruscating.
No Googling, Gary.
I'm not Googling. I have to. This is so dumb. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I usually have Slack open. I will close it in just a minute if I send a message. Somebody was complaining about a metallic wet gloss pillow embossed logo in a car control system for the like audio. And I'm like, I want a t-shirt with a company logo, metallic wet gloss pillow embossed, right? And I asked about this, and I've checked that there's an update on it. I don't know why talking about wallpaper got me thinking about that. Okay, now I'm closing Slack.
Because embossed wallpaper is worse than normal wallpaper?
I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. I mean, but I'm just like imagining like the logo in just a horrific, like, you know, mid-90s Windows 95 look. And I want that shirt. Oh, we were talking about your wallpaper being ironic, and that's what it was. Someone said, I would wear that shirt ironically, and I'm like, I would just wear that shirt. Like, it wouldn't be ironic. It would just be, this is fantastic.
I think it's funny when people say that they're choosing to wear something ironically, because no one else knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It just looks like you're like wearing the thing that you say like that you're wearing ironically.
Yeah, like, it's good that you believe that, but none of us do.
Yeah. If I wore a Katy Perry t-shirt, you wouldn't know the difference if I was wearing a Katy Perry t-shirt ironically or unironically.
I'd just be like, that guy likes Katy Perry.
Right.
And ultimately, like, I wouldn't care. Like, that's the more important part. Like, you know, cool. Nice Katy Perry t-shirt.
Now I'm like, what does Katy Perry merchandise even look like?
I don't even know.
I picture lots of, like, Lisa Frankish, like,
yeah,
marshmallow pink.
I might wear that.
I'm sure we can find a Katy Perry t-shirt, though.
True. Well, it's like the mustache thing that was like ironic mustaches. Why? What?
Ironic mustache?
It's just a mustache. How can it be ironic? It's hair you didn't shave off.
That's my real pet peeve during Movember, is that I'm like, it's all these people testing the waters that just can't do it the rest of the year. They use it as...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I look terrible with a mustache.
Yeah,
I try. No excuse to, like, try. I look terrible then, too.
I tried it once during Movember, and I was like, yeah, no, this is never happening again. This is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Not only that, but like, I got my driver's license that month. So like, my driver's license forever has me with a like 8-day-old mustache.
I love when you see someone wearing like a mustache that seems like out of place. It's like a baseball player with like a handlebar mustache. I mean, that was probably not out of place.
I mean, like, I will wear a handlebar mustache if I could do a handlebar mustache. Like, if that was a thing that my face could do, that I would totally do it. I'm down with that. But my face does not produce an attractive mustache. My face produces a really horrible, like, 1970s porn star mustache. It's awful.
I feel like I would need like a year to go about like away from the rest of the world growing this thing and figuring out how to groom it and whatnot so that it could be consistent.
I like that you need to go away from the rest of the world during this process.
They can't see
Surely they can't see the transition period.
Yeah.
Transition period. I haven't seen what.
Wow. Nice mustache.
You just have to emerge.
Yes.
Break emerge free of my cocoon. Fully formed.
Freshly stashed.
I tried to do a Hulk Hogan, you know, like, mustache.
Yeah.
That did not save it. It just made it worse.
I like that you're like trying various add-ons.
Yeah, I know. And then later I was like, well, what if I like shave it to like a Hitler mustache? No, that doesn't make it any better either.
I picture you like gradually trying.
Yeah.
None of these work.
None of this is working.
We have a friend who moved here from Italy, and he had this like very like handlebar mustache with like curlicues at the end. Mm. And it was just always just how I knew him, how I met him. And then like he later moved back to Italy. And then when we went back, he didn't have the mustache. I was like, wow, you don't have your mustache. And he's just like, oh, I just grew that when I went to Canada to like weird people out. And I was just like, but it actually looked great.
Crazy Italian.
It was like his Canadian persona.
I need one of those.
A Canadian persona?
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same as the American persona. You just say A.
Yeah. Yeah, with health.
Spell things with a U.
With healthcare. Yeah.
Yeah.
You say A and have healthcare.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign me up for that. How do I apply?
I
spell your words wrong.
I mean, I do that.
Start talking about Zeds.
Zeds.
A to Z.
Z top.
I traveled to the States on my Canadian passport for the first time because my American passport was being renewed and I was super nervous about it. Like they were going to call me out.
You're not really Canadian.
Wait. Stop. I need you to spell color. See? All right. All right. We'll let you through.
But instead, so they treated me like a Canadian when I entered the States, and they don't.
First time in America?
Yeah, they're not as nice.
They're not as nice.
No, they ask you a lot more questions, not shockingly. And they were like, how much money do you have on you? And I was like, I don't know.
What's the slang for currency is loony, right?
Well, like if it's a dollar.
Yeah.
We don't just call anything a loony.
Oh, you could say, I just got a handful of loonies in my pocket.
Well, you have loonies and you have toonies, which are the $2 coin.
Yeah.
And then you go into your bills.
Gotcha.
And we don't have any pennies anymore. Those are gone.
Why would you?
Yeah. So if you pay by card, then it stays the same. But if you pay with cash, it rounds up or down.
Oh. Do people, like, logically look at the number and decide if it's rounding down, they'll pay by cash because it saves them a couple pennies? Are there people like that?
I'm not sure. Like I don't know if anyone's that. Yeah, I don't know if anyone... I'll have to pull
only
my
when you're buying circle weed.
Pull my circle of five people.
Well, I don't necessarily mean like people like us, but I would certainly imagine like, I don't know, some of the older folks I know at my local WordPress meetup would be like, oh, yeah. Like,
if you're going to round up those 3 cents, then I'm definitely going to pay by cash.
Yeah. If it's going to cost me more, I'll pay by card.
Does that up?
I mean, in a year, what could it possibly add up to? 5, 10 loonies?
I don't know. If you're on a budget, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're out there wheeling and dealing, buying lots of stuff.
I guess that's true. Boy, you could deal in. This is, of course, where my mind goes. Like, it's basically like arbitrage. Like, you could buy stuff and then have like a cash only price, sell it for the exact price you bought it for, except for earning the pennies, and you could live off of that, you know?
That's like when you go places and they're like, no tax. And you're like, but somebody's having to pay tax at some point.
Jude, you gotta settle down today. What was the topic again?
Coruscation.
Yeah. Coruscation. Can you spell it?
Coruscation.
That's what I wrote.
Ah, just as I suspected.
Mm-hmm.
From the Latin root coruscation.
Yeah. So we all know the planet Coruscant, and it's the planet, the imperial hub of Star Wars. And there is that orbital shot, I think,
no,
that
was
in the prequel trilogy, where you finally actually get to see the planet, and it's like completely covered in cities, like LA, except gone horribly wrong.
Well, there's no traffic jams because there's no traffic because it's all in the air, I guess.
Sure, great. Yeah. So the process by which a planet becomes completely covered in an urban sprawl is coruscation.
So that is like the best
Los Angeles is coruscating Southern California.
Yeah, that is the best definition I've heard for any topic, and I don't even want to attempt to redefine it. I'm happy to leave that there. I'm actually happy to never know what it means and assume that that's the correct answer.
Just
it's so appropriate. It's so good. It's so well thought out and so thorough. I feel like if I had took the SATs today and that word were to pop up, that would be how I would define it.
I was going to say, Chris, yes?
You get a medal?
I won Binary Jazz, apparently.
You won?
Yes. Yes. It's done. It's over. It's done.
It's over. It's done.
We got nothing, nothing more to say.
And that's it.
Well, that was neat.
It's a good run.
It was a good run until the ultimate definition was created.
I was going to say that or I mean, I was thinking of like
you're not boring me. I'm just tired. I'm sorry.
Mollusks, like shelled shellfish, like coruscation being like the process of like developing and hardening their shells.
Oh,
isn't that calcification?
No, it's coruscation.
It's slightly different.
Yeah.
Without the calcium.
Yeah. Exactly.
When there's a deficiency.
I wonder if it has anything to do with paint.
Why?
Ah, yes, the coruscation of paint.
Yeah.
When you get that sort of film on the top.
Boring book, but super good idea. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's like anything you get a film on top, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
Like pudding or whatever.
Or Dyson sphere.
Coruscation. Like
sometimes, sometimes if I leave... I leave my my tea on the hot plate right here for too long, then the milk has a coruscation layer.
Mm-hmm. What kind of milk do you use in your tea?
Coconut these days.
Do you find that that layer is appears differently with coconut versus, I'm assuming you used other milks in the past, almond or?
No.
No, it's about the same.
I mean, I think that soy milk, just because soy milk is thicker, has a thicker film layer when it develops a film layer.
But it arrives at the same speed.
I think it's probably easier for coconut milk is fairly thin. I think thinner milks probably take longer to get to that point.
Thinner would take longer.
Hmm.
You would think thinner would take longer?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I just drink black coffee. I don't put anything in it. So I don't really have much of a concept on.
I've been doing oat milk lately, which is good.
I had an oat milk that was good, and then Costco got oat milk, and we got a big thing of it, and we're like, oh, yeah, this is good. And then we had it, and it was horrible.
Oh.
Did you finish it?
We used it in like pancakes and like baking stuff. Like that's how we ended up using it up.
Yeah.
We did one cart and you were like, yep, nope, no more. So we did end up using it, but not for the
intended purpose.
Yeah. Not for the drinking purpose. Yeah, it just made everything just taste not good.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So yeah, we're on coconut.
We have too many non-milk alternatives in our fridge. I think we have almond, coconut, and oat for various needs and purposes. My partner can't do almond milk anymore. And so, yeah.
Like for allergy reasons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certain nuts. So like peanuts, almonds.
So is the almond that's in the fridge just like leftover from before that, or
yeah. And I can drink it, so I don't mind like putting it in my coffee and stuff, or cereal or whatever.
Yeah, we stopped doing almond just because the almond production process is like bad for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, or like worse than other things, particularly because like almonds are so small and like, and you get the, how, when you get milk out of an almond, you get such a small amount. So you have to do a lot of this. So like on a scale, then it's worse than other things.
Is the byproduct the waste product? It can't be used for other things?
Like the pulp?
Yeah.
I mean, it can be.
I guess like a binder for some other foods, but I was thinking more like in industrial processes or whatever.
I don't know if they do that at that sort of level. Like if you're making your own almond milk, you can use it for like dehydrating crackers and like weird things. But
yeah, but like on a production level, then they would
I don't think they're caring about the pulp.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think so either. But I was thinking like more that if there was like an add-on. If you're making almond milk and that's 80% of your business, and you can make, you know, I don't know, or that's 95% of your business, and you can make 5% on selling the byproduct. Yeah,
most companies don't do things like that.
Most companies do things like that as they get bigger, because it's like, well, where do we find more revenue? Well, here's easy money that we are like, we don't need to add staff to do this thing. You know,
there is when I worked at Whole Foods, there is, I can't remember which one. There's a tea company. It made like bottled tea, but they made them in these like plastic bottles, but the plastic was made from the tea leaves, and like they did all sorts of stuff with the waste tea leaves. Like they produced tons and tons so that all of their waste wasn't actually waste, because they like produced ridiculous amounts of like waste tea leaves producing all this tea. So for a while I had a pen that was made out of tea. I missed that pen. I don't know where it went. It disappeared. It was my favorite pen. But yeah, I had a pen that was made out of tea.
Somebody stirred milk into their tea with it, and they were like, oh no.
It's just going to dissolve. Yeah, we watched this like documentary or like video thing of their facilities in China. And it's cool. So it's cool when companies do stuff like that. I think that most companies don't, though. Like all their headquarters, all their vending machines were also made out of tea.
Here's a fun one. A company we've all heard of called Budweiser. They do beer.
No.
Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
Yep. Small brewery. Small, it started somewhere in St. Louis.
Probably somewhere in the Midwest.
Small batch.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have a brewery in Jacksonville. And they had an issue with part of the brewing process is all like there's the waste material, right? And so I don't know what they were doing with it previously. It's because Budweiser was just sitting there dumping it in the river or something like that, something terrible. I don't actually know what they were doing with it, but let's assume the worst in this case. And so like it was a big stink. This is years ago. It was a big stink though. And what they decided to do was they spawned a new company that grows sod, and they use the waste material as what's sort of looking for fertilizer. So as you land in Jacksonville, you look out the window from the airplane and you can see like all these like round patches of grass that are owned by this company that's owned by Budweiser, and it was a way to avoid having to pay heavy fines for pollution. They're like, well, we'll just use it to grow grass and sell grass. Problem solved. So
I'm impressed that they didn't just pay the fines.
Yeah.
It was cheaper to spawn a new company and turn it into a revenue stream. So
it says more about my mental state than I'm just like, oh, I'm surprised they like did a thing that's better.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with it being better. It's that it was a way to get rid of it that made them money.
Yeah.
And that's
all. Well, I mean, that's better than the alternative. So, yeah. I mean, whether it was with good intent or not, then.
Exactly. And that's what I guess that's where I was going with it, is that I think a lot of companies do that, and it's not for any reason other than delivering shareholder value, the business imperative.
Wow. Good on you, Budweiser.
No, that's absolutely not the point, Chris.
Still don't drink your beer.
Do I need to go through this again?
This episode of Binary
accidentally good on you.
You know, and the best part is, I don't know if this is true or not. I would assume that they spawned like a great marketing campaign as a result of it. And, you know,
I mean, like, silly stuff. Like for Budweiser spawning a great marketing campaign. Yes. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you know that now?
Yeah. Every can you drink helps plant 19 blades of grass. What? Okay.
Better get to drinking.
I don't think you need to say that in Jacksonville.
Better get to drink.
Hey, are you all, this is a silly question. Are you all NASCAR fans? Okay. No. So this past Sunday was...
Even I saw my own face and was just like, yeah, that's the appropriate response to that question.
This past Sunday was the start of their season, which is the Daytona 500, which is 2 hours down the road from me. Not even, hour and a half down the road from me.
That's the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Oh, why did I think it like culminated in something like that? Anyway.
I don't know. It's like their biggest event, but it's the beginning of the season. I don't know. I mean,
oh, that's great.
There was all sorts of interesting things that happened, and always are. And it's always a big-ish local story because of our proximity to it. And so it was supposed to happen on Sunday, and it was raining. And then Monday night, the kids had scouts, and I'm like, oh, I should flip it on and watch the last few laps because people are going to be talking about it. And so I watched like the last 10 laps. And let me start by saying this driver is out of the hospital and fine. But if you have not seen the crash, it's just absolutely insane. Like this car at 200 miles an hour, like turned 90 degrees into the wall and flipped upside down and then was hit midair by another car. And I'm like, Monday night, like the kids come home and I'm like,
yeah,
I just watched a dude die like live on television. I'm like, you know, not like in a, so I had to sit on Twitter for hours Monday night refreshing to catch NASCAR news to see if the guy was alive. Cause I just couldn't, I was like, anyway, I will make sure I don't catch the last 10 laps ever again. That's the point of the story.
Yeah. And
he was in the hospital for 2 days, and I don't know. Like they just said he's released. And they, Monday night they said his injuries were serious, non-life-threatening. And he walked out yesterday.
That's impressive in itself.
I mean, they make those things to shatter, so, and they make them to withstand high impact.
Yeah.
He was like upside down and the driver's side door was hit by like it was a spot that there's probably not a lot of bracing because it's not a spot you should be hit in very often. I guess they don't drive upside down as much as they used to. And then it was like slid across the ground and there's fuel spilling out and there's like a fire in it. Like it was a thing and I'm like, I mean you just can't look away from that. Like, oh my gosh. So I will not watch it. Next year. Charlotte's not happy.
No, she's not.
If you can tell. Yeah. Sorry about that.
How old is Charlotte now? In my head, she's like 8 already.
She'll be 2 next week.
Okay.
Katie actually turned 7 today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any birthday celebration plans?
We did some donuts for breakfast. I went to the park this morning. Nice. She requested meat and cheese for dinner.
Meat and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Just like any sort of meat and any sort of cheese?
She's pretty picky about cheeses, so we'll have some good cheeses. Uh-huh. We'll always have a mozzarella, but we'll probably have some kind of goat cheese. We'll have something very firm and dry. I don't know. Like a manchego, maybe. I don't know.
I really like this idea of like just a 7-year-old being like, no, no, no. That's not the appropriate cheese pairing for this meal.
It's not far from that. Only it's just pairing cheese with other cheeses and crackers. And the meats are like, literally like, oh, here's pepperoni. Because the kids like that. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe some other cured meat.
That's great. That's what birthdays are all about. Getting to pick what you want.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, yep. And then we'll probably eat some, I don't know, cake or something.
Cake or something.
Yep. So we didn't, as a result of the rebooting, we didn't get a timer. Is that not interesting?
You didn't, huh? I have a timer.
Oh, how much time do we have left?
Well, I have, it says it's, it's a timer for me. So it's 29:55 currently. But since the call was started before, now we're at the 10-minute mark.
Oh, we are.
Wow, that you did that perfectly timed.
So then that actually, it actually didn't start timing the 40 minutes until I joined.
Interesting.
That's fascinating. Yeah.
But Gary, you have to go in 5 minutes, right?
Well, let's fix that. I'm going to be about 5 minutes late. All right.
Perfect.
No, I'm good. I got 10 minutes. 9 minutes and 35 seconds or so.
Okay, so coruscation.
This is a weird one today, y'all.
To give off or reflect light in bright beams or flashes. Sparkle, to be brilliant or showy in technique or style. And apparently it can also mean
severe. Yes, like the coruscating stars.
Yeah. Which
is a thing.
Totally is. It can also mean like really like scathingly critical, apparently. But that wasn't the meaning of where I stumbled across it. So
how does something that means
essentially, I don't know,
sparkling also mean extremely critical?
I don't know. Because they were like, his coruscating attack on the prime minister was the example. And I was just like, that's not a thing I've heard. So,
sparkly attack on the prime minister. I will think of it that way.
What a sparkly, glimmery attack.
So in the context of Star Wars, Coruscant is so named because the entire planet sparkles.
Maybe. I like it.
My step counting going back and forth from the door. Your Highness, welcome.
I like when you let the dog in and you can kind of just see the
tail.
Otherwise, it would just be like Gary's opening a door for no particular reason.
He's opening the door, and now he's closing a door.
No, he's closing the door.
Let's put you on camera. Hello.
Snout.
Sweet old man.
Just wants to be involved in the party. The party that is Binary Jazz.
So as always, you can submit questions to Binary... Sorry. As always, you can submit questions to Binary Jazz. Just go to the Binary Jazz website at binaryjazz.us or talk to us on Twitter at Binary Jazz. Today's question comes to us from Allison. She would like us to answer the question, does a straw have one or two holes?
Well,
I'm here to rock the rest of your day. We're not going to be able to stop thinking about it.
One.
Why?
Because it's all the way through. I mean, I think it's nothing more actually than a extended hole, right? Isn't that what a straw is by its like very nature? I took a hole and I extended it.
Is the hole... So if you use the yellow submarine... as an example of logic about holes.
Oh yes, yeah, that seems reasonable.
Then the answer would be different because the hole itself would just be the circle part, and the opening where things go in, or come out. In which case, there would be two holes because Ringo would have a hole at the top of the straw, and he would also have a hole at the bottom of the straw. And then,
what's the middle then?
Infinite nothingness.
It's the void.
I don't know. Like a yellow submarine, when they go through the holes, it kind of freaks me out because it looks like they're going into like some sort of unreality.
Yeah,
an alternate dimension.
They were, to be fair,
it's true.
And I think that. Well, let's take it a step further then. Does a hose have two holes or one hole?
I mean, if we're using that logic to determine holes, the existence of holes, then I think that in all cases of anything that's like pipe related, then there's to be one hole at that one end and one hole at the other end.
How about when you get a coffee and it has a lid on it and you have the thing you pull back? Like the plastic lid is only, 4 or 5 millimeters thick. But there is a tunnel that the coffee is traversing through to your mouth. Is that one hole or two? It's a really short straw, effectively, right?
That's one.
At what point? At what point did it become one hole? Yeah.
At the 1 millimeter mark.
What's the depth?
Huh? Yeah, at the 1 millimeter mark.
At the 1 millimeter mark.
But it's more. It's like 5 mil. Might be even more than that.
It's definitely not 5 millimeters.
We're all going to go out and buy coffees and like be like, wait a minute.
5 millimeters is like, pretty actually thick.
Yeah.
I must be thinking
like tens of millimeters then. This thing, yeah. So it's definitely probably not even a millimeter. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, at what point does that depth make it turn from one hole to two?
At the point that you can see the other side.
Yeah.
But you can see the other side of the straw.
Yeah, but not, I mean, sort of.
I can't see the other side of the coffee cup. Like, I can't look in there. There's no light.
But that's not...
Well, I'm just making a point. That has nothing to do with visibility. I posit that it happens when the depth is greater than the diameter. Then it becomes two holes.
The depth is greater than the diameter. Okay.
Right. So like my wedding band, right? Obviously it is one hole. But if my wedding band were, that'd be weird, but if it were as long as it is wide, right, on my finger, be like a knuckle gauntlet, then it would have two holes. My finger
like a toilet paper tube is two holes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. But would you say it's one hole if you, I mean, that's a weird one because like the diameter of a toilet paper tube, if you were to cut it a half an inch shorter than the diameter, it would still feel like it's two holes, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. So it's definitely not wall height to diameter ratio. Well, you were not kidding. You're going to blow our minds for the day.
I like that
we're using the Ringo Starr Yellow Submarine as a source of logic about wholeness.
Our bibliography includes such classics as
like that. That's the source. That's the source of logic that we're going with here. And everybody's just sort of gone along with that idea. Like, yeah, that sounds, yeah. Seems legit. Yeah.
At first, I was like, I don't know where he's going with this, and I was like, oh, okay.
Because you'll remember that in Yellow Submarine, those of you who have not seen Yellow Submarine, there's a point at which they like, I've got a hole in my pocket, and he takes the hole out, and he's got a hole, and there it is, and he just flaps it up against the wall or the floor, and then he goes through it, and it's just this really bizarre sequence of events, and somehow they end up in like some undersea place with giant monsters with big feet. I don't know.
Do you recommend the Beatles movies to people who aren't Beatles fans?
I would recommend Yellow Submarine for anyone who likes drugs.
Uh-huh.
That's fair.
I mean, also just anyone in general, probably. I don't know that I would recommend any of the other Beatles movies to people who are not Beatles fans.
Yeah.
They're a little bit too Beatles.
Yeah, particular.
Yeah. But Yellow Submarine is just because it's so nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Just like I wouldn't recommend any of the Who movies to anyone who wasn't a Who fan, except for maybe Tommy.
What happened to the idea of bands making movies?
People realized they were stupid. Oh, music videos. Music videos is what happened.
Is that right?
I think so. Because prior to like MTV, bands could make a movie, or they could like be on like a TV show, or sometimes they made like a music video, but like nobody would see it because there's no like venue for that. That's sort of the marketing reason why bands made movies, is because that's a way to get their name and their music out and whatever. And then MTV came along, and now there's a place for these things.
Radio star. Yeah. Well, I remember.
What was the last band movie you saw?
Last band movie you saw.
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.
We'll be right back.